Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 594. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'd just like to take this opportunity to sue Chris for defamation.
Shit.
I'm going to do it right now.
Should
hire Chris, by introducing me first.
Okay.
Yeah, what happens when
save the best
here?
For last, obviously.
Not here, that's what I is.
It's true. Also, it's not here in my basement with me. So, Earl is here.
I mean,
not here either.
No, he's
but
not there in your basement with you. I mean, that sounds like something somebody who had somebody in their basement would say.
Also true, and I just defamed him. So,
how dare you?
We're off to a rolling start here. Jeff is out this week, but we brought on our buddy Walt to join us.
Hey, happy to be here. Happy to fill in for our good friend Jefferson. Is this Jeffrey or Jefferson?
I think it's Jeffrey.
That can't be right. That's a serial killer name, dude.
I mean, it would surprise me.
If one of us is,
it's probably the mailman.
Yes. Yeah, but you forgot to mention that I have the longest running. I also host the longest running Shrek themed podcast in the world. I haven't published any of the episodes, but I've been doing it daily now. So essentially, I am now at the point where I am recreating every scene, including voices, down to the minute.
That's actually why he's on the show today. So we're gonna.
Yes, this is the first of many what I call the Shrekening. Where I'm going to come on and just remind everyone how we originally met as a group of friends. We were supporting Chris on his endeavor of his fandom for Shrek. And we actually talked him out of his getting his Shrek tattoo. Instead, we told him, like, maybe Star Wars is a little better, buddy. And you were fighting us tooth and nail, but you were right in the long run. So I apologize to talk you out of that decision, buddy.
I would have been really broken if I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo, guys.
I would say, I think the Shrek fandom is less toxic than the Star Wars one, so.
That's possibly true. That, yes.
That is true. Both of them have a religion. Fun fact. Both have, like, actual religions. You can file at the DMV as a Jedi. And in Australia, you can file in the DMV as a worshipper of Shrek.
Like, what is their religion called in Australia? It's just like,
it's just Shrekism.
Shrekism, got it. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, master of the Shrek.
You're welcome.
Some stuff happened this week. In fact, we just, I guess, E3 week, E3 month, not E3, because E3 was canceled, but
Summer of the Game Fest.
Summer Game Fest, yes. Jeff Keighley's Summer Game Fest. It kicked off today with Sony's State of Play. It was not quite a half hour long, yet still they fit in.
It was so short.
Six,
I will
eight,
say, though,
ten.
It was probably the best State of Play they've ever done, so that's not saying a lot, but
and it was quick and to the point, and I appreciate it, because it was 6 o'clock on a Thursday, like, just get on with it. Like, show you got a show, and that's it.
And they did. There was no, like, there wasn't really any fluff to it. They kicked off with the Resident Evil 4 remake trailer. That looks good, I guess.
That's going to sell so many copies.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's on the same engine as, what, the RE2 and 3, those remakes were, so.
Yeah.
Should do good. Then they kicked into PSVR 2. They didn't really show, the device or give a date for it. But looks like might be sometime this year, because they showed Resident Evil Village, No Man's Sky, Horizon VR, which was just that was weird. why does that guy not have arms? It's just floating hands with fingers.
Yeah, that is always so weird in VR when you just get that. And it was also weird because I knew it wasn't Horizon because like they but it's like weird because like everything else is kind of like not a remake, but it's like you show Resident Evil Village, they show No Man's Sky and everything else, and this one's like a new game, a spinoff.
Yeah,
it looks so weird, and I guess it's also spoilers for the end of Forbidden West with the they say like the fine dinosaur things that I don't think those are in the first one.
It's possible. Not sure, but
I haven't played the sequel, so I'm like I was watching that thing.
12 hours into the sequel, it's good, but I don't know, it hasn't drawn me back to it. There was also a Walking Dead game called Saints and Sinners Retribution that looked like absolute crap. I think that's going to be on PSVR as well.
Yes, and that's a sequel to the game that apparently nobody played a few years ago.
Yeah. I'm glad they're bringing games that nobody cared about the first time back.
Bring them back. Back.
There's a Horizon Forbidden West update, New Game Plus, higher difficulty. Spider-Man is coming to PC.
Yes, and then Miles Morales. Spider-Man's coming in August, and Miles Morales is coming in the fall, I believe.
Yes. They showed Stray, that stealth platforming cat game. Yeah, looks cute. Not quite what I originally thought it was going to be. Like, I was not expecting like the cat to be hunted by like robots and stuff. But
did they give a date?
They did.
Yeah, July 19th.
Yep. And it's also if you have one of the and this is starting where it starts to get confusing with PS Plus. If you have their two higher tiers, it's included with that. I don't know what that means, though.
You know what was weird at the end of that trailer? They put, like, not actual gameplay footage.
Yeah.
So I was like, so why are you showing this?
I don't know. Maybe the other part was the actual gameplay, like, where, you know, because, like, the button prompts were showing up, like, press X to jump here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then at the end, it was like a CG cat. Maybe that's what they were saying wasn't gameplay. This weird CG cat that I don't know why they showed it. Made no sense.
Yeah, it was. I was like, huh.
Then everybody kind of went. It seems like everybody went apeshit for the Callisto Protocol, which is by some of the former Dead Space guys.
I was about to say, not Dead Space is the official.
Yeah, you confused me. That's not the name of the game. It's not Dead Space. You confused us, buddy.
Okay, well, not Dead Space or...
Thank you, that much clearer.
Live Space.
Live Space. it's being developed by the studio Striking Distance Studios, who was founded by Glenn Schofield, he was one of the co-creators of Dead Space, so... It definitely has that vibe to it, survival horror, space vibe. Looks cool. Then they showed...
It looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks like next gen, like, oh shit, that's a next gen title, ground up.
Which weird, because I thought I saw, say, PlayStation 4 on it as well. But that could be, yeah, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, so it's coming to both. Like, it does look exceptionally well, but
yeah,
it is coming to older systems.
They might be setting themselves up for failure there if it's not going to look like that on PS4 and, you know.
And it's not.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
But that game looks cool. I'm excited for that. December 2nd, supposedly, for that. Hopefully it hits. Because not a lot else is hitting.
Oh, hell yeah. Just in time for the scariest holiday of the year.
Christmas.
they showed some game Rollerdrome, which was weird. It was like roller skating, shooting.
I wasn't sure if it's like a arena game or if it was a single player adventure game.
Not sure. Looks cool.
Was it battle? I thought it was a battle royale type of deal. No,
But the way it was framed, because you're following that one character, it seemed like it would make sense as a battle royale, like one of those arena shooters. But it looks like it was I thought it looked like what was I gonna say? Yeah, like a single player game.
Yeah.
Let's see. Does not say it's a multiplayer game.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
That is very weird. Oh, crap.
Strange, interesting. The art style is really cool looking, I thought. Like, it looks kind of hand-drawn. Dating sim action game, Eternites.
Really, I don't know. Terrible name.
Jade, yeah. Dating sim action game.
That's what they said at the end.
Great.
Yep.
I did have that segment where they're like, these are games that's gonna get your hearts racing. And the Callisto Project was the first one. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. Then the other one was that one, and then that shoot. And I'm like, oh no, my heart's not racing at all.
we're definitely not the demographic for that.
No, not at all.
I can safely say that we're not. Like, what's the term for like the super into anime? There's a term that I don't know if it's offensive.
Weebo.
Is that offensive? I don't know if it's offensive or not. I've heard Weebo. Yeah, where you're like, you know, you want a anime girlfriend and all that stuff, the body pillows and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sure, that is for them. That's. I'm glad that people are making games for those people.
They should make games for anybody who wants games.
You know who should make games? They should make games that are coming out in 2022. That would be nice.
Well, I was gonna wait until you went through, because yes, I was like, I think there was one new game that was announced for the rest of this year, and that was the Callisto Project. Yeah. Everything else, 2023.
Not Dead Space. For anyone listening at home, not Dead Space.
Yeah, sure. But it was funny because, like, I comment with you folks and some other friends while watching this stuff, and I mean, the next game I think Chris will get to, I guess against what was Street Fighter 6.
Yep.
And at the end of it, they're like, you know, mark your calendars. My friend is like, mark my calendars for what? You didn't give a date.
Right. Like, just said 2023.
Yeah, and not even like a frame. It's just like 2023. I'm like, yeah, that is a fair point. What are you marking your calendars for?
To mark the entire year, like.
You just get a calendar and just like cross everything off.
It's kind of how we've been handling the Turtles game, Earl. Like, they were like summer, and so we circled the entire summer, and then it didn't come out, and then they were like sometime in 2022. So every day we're just like, is today the day? Seems like it might be getting closer.
We're down to the point now where we just ask, is it out yet? No? Okay.
I mean, everybody's talking about it. There is...
Wait, who's talking about it other than Earl?
No, I mean, like, everybody's talking about it in the terms of... I think Sony was the one who put out like a June release date. Nintendo has it as $25, and it might be one of six players online. So people are out there...
discussing it.
They're data mining briefly. It at this point. So
it is a genius marketing move. As a person here who does marketing for a living, did not release a release date. Just offer like little small glimpse and let the audience decipher when it should be released. And then when they say
brilliant,
and when they say it should come out in July, they're like, fuck it, let's make it December. I think that's
also a great idea is making your announcements in dead languages that no one understands. Like, you know, we're going to announce our game in Sumerian because, like, people are going to get excited about this. They're going to try to figure out, they're going to be pulling out stone tablets trying to figure out what this announcement actually means.
It worked for the Batman. You talk fucking crap, but it worked for the Batman. Those riddle jokes, people were going apeshit for him.
I'm pretty sure Batman was just going to be successful.
I was also going to say, that's also a character that people have a familiarity with. You can play along with that. I will say Street Fighter 6 looks good. I was also a bit confused because like it made it look like it was originally going to make a beat 'em up or something.
Yeah, like they were walking around. It kind of gave me reminded me of Tony explaining NBA 2K. Like, are you gonna walk around from fight to fight? Okay, that's interesting.
Sure.
Maybe cool. Go get coffee.
This showed Ryu uppercutting like a garbage can in the middle of an alley for no reason. I mean,
that's for you. He's got it. You know, you gotta work on his aggression.
Clearly, this has influence from the new Pac-Man game with its open world, open room gameplay.
Yes, thank you for reeling that back. You kept saying open world this week. I'm so confused. It's a 16 by 10 room.
That game is awful, dude, and I'm only playing because it's part of like the get an extra, 500 points for the month?
Oh, is it?
They say play
the top 10 Game Pass games.
That is not a top 10 Game Pass game. Same thing. The only reason I was playing it was for that 500 points.
We will cycle back to that. I have things to say.
Okay, sorry.
Street Fighter 6 next year. Tunic coming to PlayStation in September, 6 months after the Xbox. So that was clearly a timed exclusive there. Season, which is I played that 2019 at PAX East. It's like a cool little exploration, open world exploration game. There's no combat or anything. It's just you're just exploring and documenting this society that is dying. So it looks cute. I like the art style for that one. And then they dropped Final Fantasy 16. Trailer. That was their closer, and that's coming summer of next year. And it looks like a Final Fantasy game.
I was gonna say it tells and it doesn't. I mean, I saw it and I'm like, because they're going for high fantasy, which I know it's Final Fantasy. So, but it's been more. That's always been more fantastical. This feels like, I guess, more medieval than fantasy.
Sure. Yeah.
And I would also say that it was, I mean, I guess we'll see more of it, even though this is the gameplay reveal, because like you had stuff like there were encounters where it's like it's one-on-one fighting.
Yeah, that was interesting. Where it was. Looks like a fighting game almost with the health bars on either side. And...
Yeah. And like these mammoth creatures. Like I mean, to channel Jeff for a moment, I got like Dark Souls, really Elden Ring vibes from it, with like the designs and like these massive creatures. And like, yes, dragons aren't exclusive to Elden Ring, but like just that, those types of the big winged dragons that take up most of the screen and stuff like that.
It looked almost like you, for the first time, you can control the summons instead of just calling them and sitting back and watching the cutscene while they drop damage. It looked like you can actually control them for the first time.
That when those fighting scenes, that does look like what it is. Like you're controlling like Shiva or Irfit or Bahamut, and like you're controlling the big summons against another big boss enemy or something. So kind of cool.
Kind of cool, but they missed an opportunity. You should be able to summon Shrek.
I mean, maybe we don't know. We only saw five or six of them.
That's true. There could be more.
I hope so.
I mean, we'll put a special request in. There's a year left before it comes out.
You don't want to start with heavy hitters, because then what do people have to look forward to?
Right.
Very true.
You can only go down from there.
And that was the kickoff to Summer Game Fest, which is what, like 17 weeks long or something like that. So the next one is that the Xbox event? Is that the next piece?
I think it would be the Summer Game Fest.
Oh, okay. Their actual conference. Yeah. Got it.
What's the Xbox showcase called? The
Xbox
show,
Bethesda.
Is on the 10th, right?
No, it's whatever that Tuesday is, the 14th? No, it's a weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was either the 11th or the 12th.
Sunday, June 12th.
Yeah.
Sunday's a weekend.
So yeah, not a lot for this year though. So.
So. No.
And then the other thing, and it could just be them waiting, but yeah, there isn't a what would you call it? There isn't as they say, there wasn't a ton of first party content at this event.
No. Although I think they did announce that earlier.
Yeah, I meant more in the sense that, like, I assume this means, I hope this means that we'll have a Sony-centric event over the summer.
Yeah, I hope so. Like to know when God of War's coming and whatever else they have up their sleeve, because
God of War and God of War.
I mean, God, it's going to be the summer of God of War, because they're making God of War free for the PSN users for June, which I thought was already free, but apparently being free again. So I think they're going to push God of War like significantly over the summer.
That makes
didn't
sense.
They just license a show, right, through Amazon for God of War? Yeah. Or?
God of War, and there were a couple they announced. God of War, Horizon. There were like three of them.
Gran Turismo.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to probably get sick and tired of hearing Kratos angrily screaming into the void in the coming years.
Do we get tired of that? I kind of like it.
I guess. Well, it depends. I know if his son's in it, Chris is going to hate it.
I'd fuck that kid. we'll see. I mean, I'll give it a shot. So yeah, that was like the big news this week. Was there something else? I thought there was something else.
There were several big items actually this week.
Go ahead, Earl.
Yeah, we had several games that were either revealed or kind of showed off their first gameplay this week. Yeah. Let's get it out of the way, because I don't think any of us are necessarily massive fans, but Pokemon is always a massive game that had the new trailer for Scarlet and Violet.
I had already forgotten about that. Yep, that's coming.
And yeah, it looks good. I mean, it's Pokemon, I guess. I don't know what to say at this point for that franchise. You're either into it or you're not. I don't think this is going to change anybody's mind in that regard. I mean, the only thing that I would add, like a lot of recent Pokemon games, is apparently a lot of people are just thirsty for the professors. So they got that. They're really into the sex appeal of Pokemon, I guess. And that pig. Everybody loves that pig.
That's right.
Is that one of the new starters?
It's not a starter.
Oh.
It's just a pig
that people like.
Okay.
Yeah, I never, I just don't question the Pokemon fandom at this point.
So yeah, I assume that's probably November-ish.
Yeah, that's November.
Those games always come out in November.
And then the other one, I think the one that we probably have a bit more to say about, is Mr. the Hedgehog. Revealed. Ooh.
His Majesty Sonic.
What is Sonic Frontiers? I was trying to think of the name. And that got revealed, and I don't know the last time I've ever seen a game where it's like, you are a lot more interested in the teaser trailer than as a video game, because that was like the most generic and boring you can think I've ever seen.
I think since I'm stepping in for Jeff, this is where I need to speak on his behalf and say, how dare you? Sonic is the greatest video game ever existed.
I think even Jeff said, like, that game looks like, what if Breath of the Wild was made by Team Sonic and they only completed 40% of it?
Oh, no. Jeff, please don't sue me. Sorry.
How dare you? Defamation right here. You have gained him.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't.
You now owe Jeff $15 million. How does it feel?
Oh
Jeff normally, like, Walt took
jokes
the...
Jokes on him. I have a bruise kit. I'm going to say he smacked me around.
You placed the correct bet with that. It's just, this did not impress Jeff.
I mean, Jeff was pretty much calling this a contender for game of the year up until...
In my defense, Your Honor, this is what I'm going to say on the witness. In my defense, this man went apeshit for a kangaroo game, okay?
How bad does a Sonic game have to look for Jeff to turn on it before it comes out?
Mind you, Jeff will still buy it.
He will. Yes, he will buy it. He will play it. He will hate every minute of it if it's bad and curse, you know, the day Sonic was born. But
yeah.
Well, the sad thing is, really,
but then he'll top it off by saying, like, just give me Sonic Colors or whatever qualifier he adds to keep liking it.
Go ahead, Earl.
Me, that's kind of sad. Is from a gameplay standpoint, it looks like it's probably one of the better 3D Sonic games. Like, it looks like he controls well and everything. It's just that the game, Jeff was saying, it's like somebody, but was like, oh man, we can model this after Breath of the Wild. And gave no consideration whatsoever to, like, who or what Sonic is. And that's how we ended up here.
Like, that whole thing was, like, super weird. There were no enemies, right? Like, I saw no enemies.
No, there were no enemies. But we did see a tease of the gameplay, which is even weirder. Because it's, I guess he has lock-on stuff. But, like, he also does an attack. You kind of run around in a circle and it draws a thing, and then he attacks that middle portion. I think that's what was going on.
I don't know if he attacked. Like, he was running around, and then once he completed the loop, it unlocked that.
Yeah, but I think when the IGN first thing, like, there was a they announced it on, like, Tuesday, and then I think the Tuesday, like, that game, I think you saw him fight one enemy that way.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's going to be, like, certain enemies or what. But yes, it was that. It was the puzzles. Like, it was so weird because I was like, oh, is there something wrong with the game? Because, like, there would be times where, like, you just see floating platforms in the background.
Yeah, the grind rails are just floating out there in the air.
And it's like, yeah, and then, like, there's parts where he climbed up towers, and I'm like, what are you climbing up the towers for? And I don't mean it in the sense that, like, what is philosophically. I'm just like, he gets to the top and he doesn't do anything.
Right, it's not like
why
it opens
climbing?
Up more
should
than
he
that.
Should he be, like, bouncing off of stuff very quickly to get to the top of the tower?
He does. Like, he's not climbing. Like, he's using bounce pads and speed areas, and there was, I guess at one point he did climb, which was weird because he was, like, kind of, like, jumping.
Yeah, like, he was jump climbing, so it was very weird because I'm like, none of this screams Sonic to me.
No, there did, like, when he was on the grind rails, there was, like, a nice sense of speed, but that was about it. What a weird game.
Like, there would be times when there's, like, some speed, but yeah, it's like, Not when you would expect it.
Did they have a date on that? Is that this year?
No, I think they just said, I think it's this year. I think, you know, some people have speculated that they might try to stealth release it at some point this month or something like that.
Oh, wow. like, that would be nuts.
Yeah, I don't think it's ready for the prime time yet. But again, like, it was, like, as somebody pointed out, it's so weird. Like, there are points where literally he's just, there's a puzzle where he just has to walk on blocks. Not, like, memorizing them, not, like, okay, if you step on this one lights up. Just, like, walk on them, and that's the puzzle. Out in the open, and it's like, okay. You do you, Sonic, you do you.
Yep, like, simple environmental puzzles, like, none of it was like, this is Sonic. Really strange.
And it's the same, I'm not in the minority, but, like, I was just I was just taken aback from the get-go when it's, like, no music. Like, I mean, it's ambient music. I'm like, Sonic is not, like, Sonic is very catchy and butt-rock music and not like no music. Again, they're going for that Breath of the Wild where it's like, we let the environment do the talking for you. It's like, yes, but that worked for Zelda because that was in Zelda's DNA. This is not Sonic's DNA. This is not a thing like Sonic. And it's such a weird thing when you, you know, as Sonic goes, you know, he's had a rough go of it. So it's like, yeah, you think, oh man, it's a good game. It's interesting. But I'm like, yeah, this is not what you wanted. This is as far away as possible as you should go from your mascot character.
I don't, from what I saw, I don't think it's open world, man. I think it's just one of those games that makes you think it's open world, but those rails are the ones that actually take you from level to level.
I think it's open world. I think what will happen is, like, you'll get levels, kind of like shrines in Zelda, and those will be more, like, the traditional, like, gotta go fast stuff. Because, like, right now, they show stuff where he'd go fast and, like, nothing would happen. It's just like, oh, he's boosting through some trees. Okay.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Stuff would happen on screen. A lot of stuttering, frame drops.
Yes, a lot of popping.
So stuff is happening. Just not impressive.
But that's the stuff you... Yes, not the stuff you want. Yeah.
Well, odd game, man. Odd game. I didn't see this coming. Like, I don't understand how hard... I guess it's hard to recreate what appealed to Sonic back in the day. You know? Into a new engine, I guess, into something that makes sense to be worth like what, $60-$70, you know?
I mean, I know Sonic is Sonic, but my thought was like, you do what Mario did. I think a Bowser's Fury would have worked for a 2D, a 3D Sonic game. Like, you have these huge interconnected areas, and they're little puzzles on their own. Not like this whole, we're gonna make it Assassin's Creed where like, you run around in night lamps and walk on rocks, and that's what you do. Like, that's not fun. That's not engaging.
It's strange decision-making here. Like, and Sega's not one of those publishers that has an infinite amount of money. So, I don't know. That's a weird business decision, in my opinion. Because I don't see how this is going to be, like, crack the top 10 in sales. Despite, like, a slow year, you know?
It's like just so devoid of personality, and for, you know, a franchise that has two hit movies recently that kind of rely on Sonic's personality. Like, this 8 minutes of gameplay was so empty.
Yeah, I mean, the movies make Sonic a likable character.
Yeah.
You know, yes, who voices him and the scripting and everything. It's a very enjoyable film, right? Just because it's like, he's not Deadpool. I don't think he's supposed to be Deadpool, right? But it's still an enjoyable time because he's like silly or whatever. I don't know how to describe his character. You know, it's very much like a kid kind of perspective in a lot of things. You know?
Yeah.
So it's strange to me how they released a game like they released this as like, here's the big reveal, and it's like, you can't even hear him saying something like he wants a chili dog or something, you know?
Yeah. Again, it's such a weird thing from the standpoint of the fact that, like, Sonic was created in answer to Mario because Mario lacked personality. And Mario's been able to develop personality in his world through these games. And it seems like more and more Sega's trying to get rid of that personality. Even though, like, every other medium has it, like you said, the movies have it, it's been in the cartoons, in the comics, and I feel like the game, since, like, probably 06, have started to shy away from his, rude but cool attitude.
Yep. Well, that's Sonic. It's sad. In 2018, they announced they're working on another Dragon Age game. That was 4 years ago.
Oh, no.
They've announced the title of it today, though. It is called Dragon Age Dreadwolf. And that's it. That's all they said.
That seems like enough. That's all I need.
After four years.
Chris, we have breaking news. Breaking news. Our friend Sean has the Steam Deck in his hand at his home as we speak. He's updating it and trying to install Star Citizen on it.
Oh, God.
I'm more and more surprised that Star Citizen is an actual game.
No, it's not.
It's not a game. I'm shocked.
I actually think we need to have an intervention how much money he's spending on imaginary spaceships right now, because it's starting to alarm me.
He has fallen into the Star Citizen money trap.
Yes, the ecosystem, you want to call it, but yes, it's worse than NFTs at this point.
I have not played it in a few years, and I know that it has been updated much since then, but it's still not a full game. So, good luck, Sean. I hope you can install it on your fancy handheld PC. So,
yeah, I mean, that thing looks impressive. It's an impressive piece of hardware.
Yeah. Was there any other game announcements? Any other news you guys remember from this week?
I don't think
anything. Shrek made his live action a debut standing next to Mike Myers in his latest Netflix film. I know that's not news for like Chris.
Actually, have we talked about the fact, and this is real, that Mike Myers said that he wants to make a Shrek movie every year?
Yes. I'm surprised that didn't break news last week.
That is a true fact. I'm not.
No, Tony's not making that up. That is something that Mike Myers actually said.
He did. And I'm not making up the part about Shrek appearing next to Mike Myers. Like a real Shrek to next to the real actor standing next to each other in a Netflix comedy original.
All right, he is making that part up.
No, that part is true. I think I shared that picture in the – I shared that clip because I think Shrek comes to save him from people who are picking on him.
No. Oh, no, wait, I saw this too.
I think it's that time of believer.
A medieval orc tried to attack Mark Myers. Shrek stepped in and said, "I got this laddie," and beat the crap out of that orc. And he said, "I'm the only real orc around here." And then everyone started clapping, and "I'm a believer" built up in the background. Oscar bait at his finest, Chris. Oscar bait at his finest.
I mean, it's in a television show, so I guess that'll be an Emmy.
So speaking,
it's a Netflix original that qualifies for an Oscar nomination. No, it's proven this past year.
It's episodic. It's not. It doesn't qualify for an Oscar.
God damn it! All right, win Emmy. Emmy's good enough, right?
To bring it full circle, though, we did get news that Will Arnett is voicing Sweet Tooth in the Twisted Metal TV show or movie. I don't know which one it is.
That is a TV show.
It's a TV show.
Gran Turismo is a movie.
Okay, which I would reverse that, but whatever.
Yes.
I mean, not major news, but Knockout City officially went free to play this week.
Nice.
Wow. Did you just say knock off titty?
Knock off titty. Knock out city. Wow. Knock out city.
That sounds like a bar in South Florida. Knock out titty. Knock off titties. Offering 2-for-1 drinks. Nev Campbell is going to be a voice in that TV show for Just the Metal 2, by the way, guys.
Is she?
Huh. Who's she playing, they say?
No, there's no names. It's just an attached cast. Okay. Well, wait. Actually, wait. I got you some names here. Stephanie Beatrice, the girl who did the voice in Encanto, she's playing a character named Quiet. We got Thomas Hayden Church playing Agent Stone. Let me see. Any other? Anthony Mackie as John Doe. Big casting news right there. He's playing John Doe. The one and only.
Wait. need to wheel back just a bit. Did you just say Stephanie Beatrice, the person who played the role in Encanto?
Yeah,
like,
I forgot the name of her character.
Not from Brooklyn Nine-Nine or In the Heights.
Oh, come on. First of all, granted, I would say is bigger than any of those two combined. Let's get
But you didn't name the character. Like, I don't know who the hell she was.
I got her name completely. I don't know.
She's Mirabelle, right?
She's the main character, Mirabelle.
Yeah, she's literally the main character in the movie.
Yes, I just forgot the name of it. I was trying to think fast. I'm trying to read the names on the screen.
Her name's not Encanto or Walt?
I have another casting news here. Okay, playing Sweet Tooth, we have former WWE wrestler Samoa Joe playing Sweet Tooth in the in the Twisted Metal TV show.
I thought that was Will Arnett.
No, Will Arnett. He's not credited yet. Neither is Neve Campbell. They don't have a character credit to them.
Will Arnett stars in live action Twisted Metal TV show.
I went by IMDb, by the way. So I don't know if I got out of date information. Blame the internet, not me. Don't sue me.
Arnett is set to play the voice of Sweet Tooth.
But look at IMDb.
Well, they have it wrong. I'm not saying that Polygon has it right, but Polygon's story is from today.
Okay, that's probably more
up to date. Yeah, I saw it at Deadline, I think, earlier today.
So what's Samoa Joe gonna do?
I'm assuming he's probably still in it.
He's not listed on this sheet, but maybe he's not. Maybe whoever wrote this doesn't know who Samoa Joe is.
He probably got dropped. I hope he didn't get dropped.
Or he probably has an actual real name. I'm assuming his name is not Samoa Joe.
It's Joe.
That is fair.
Joe Samoa.
Yes, and that's his name. It
would be really bad if his name was just Samoa.
That's his actual name, though. First, that's his actual real name.
His name is a Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to butcher this. Nufolo Joel Ciano.
Yeah, you just go by Joe Ciano.
Okay, so Walt is not wrong. Interesting. Mm-mm. He's playing Sweet Tooth as well. So
see?
Him and Walt are playing Sweet Tooth.
That doesn't make it. I don't know enough about Twisted Metal. Maybe there's two Sweet Tooths. I don't know.
I'm so confused.
The only one that made sense story-wise was Twisted Metal Black. That's the only one that made sense story-wise. The rest were just random noises.
So somebody has it wrong.
No, they're both playing him.
Oh, Jesus.
Because according to this, it says Samoa Joe is set to play the dual role of Sweet Tooth, voiced by Will Arnett. So is it the live action thing? Is he playing the actual Sweet Tooth and then he's being voiced by Will Arnett?
Or maybe there's like two voices. Like, I don't know. I mean, Arnett can do a deep voice though, so.
Or he could just be like the stand-in, you know, and we are next actor gonna be the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that's what I meant. Like he'll physically be him.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I guess Sweet Tooth. I mean, but I don't know because Sweet Tooth he doesn't have a mask. He has a makeup, doesn't he?
He's a clown, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, depends. I think at one point I guess you could. Didn't he have flaming hair at one point?
Yes.
So I don't know.
I guess I was thinking more so like it's so weird to like have somebody do it and then like lip sync when like you see their mouth moving. But I guess if you're wearing a mask over top, it's not. Like for instance, Doom Patrol. Like you know, Brendan Fraser plays Robot Man, but he does the voice. He's not the actual guy in the suit. But his mouth doesn't move, so you don't have that issue of like him syncing somebody else talking. So that's what I'm. Yeah. So
yeah. The artwork I'm looking at, the mask doesn't look like the mouth moves.
We got there at the end. He's being paid by both Will Arnett and Samoa Joe.
There we go. So both of you were correct, and we're moving on.
It's a weird. Everyone, it looks like a lot of these studios were like, "Hey, what licenses are you guys selling?" And they're like, "Well, we got these. How much you want to give us?" And everyone just walked away with something.
I think a lot of these are Sony produced. I don't know if Sony's doing this, but I think they're doing Gran Turismo, they're doing God of War, and they're doing the other ones that were announced last week.
Horizon.
Because I mean, because they did Uncharted as well, and I think I forget if I had this with comics, because it always has been weird that Sony has all of these IPs. And they've never actually mined them for content for a company that, like, their movie division lacks strong IPs. Like, they have Spider-Man. which they pay out of the wazoo for, and they had Bond, which is up in the air now. So yeah, it's like, yeah, it's smart to go in-house to things you actually own or at least can have easy access to.
I mean, the license, if it's staying in-house, the licensing agreements have to be much easier than like bringing in Marvel, now Disney, you know, to kind of be like, okay, so it's a 70-30 split here, guys, but we want decision over the art, you know, the script. And Marvel's like, no, that's not going to happen anymore. And they had to go back and restructure everything. It was so, like, if it's in the house, fuck it, whatever money it makes is probably gonna be better than it just sitting on a shelf somewhere, right?
Exactly.
And I was gonna say that Aspie said was that Universal announced that Super Nintendo World at Universal Hollywood would open in early 2023. I mean, we kind of knew that, but I think they reiterated it, and it will have the Mario Kart ride, which is cool. I'm a little disappointed. It seems like that might be the only ride there when it opens.
There were three rides in Japan, right?
Something like that. But I do think the Mario Kart one is the big one.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I guess we can all take a trip out to L.A., are they still doing it in Orlando?
I don't know if they're...
I'm pretty sure it's Orlando.
No, this one's opening up in the one out in... Yeah, in Hollywood.
Oh, because I'm reading an article now that says that Super Nintendo World is planned for Universal Orlando Resorts.
I think it was planned for all of them, but I think that might not be...
It's hitting up. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, this one's not supposed to open until 2025.
Yeah.
Jesus.
AKA when the Turtles game comes out.
It will be out in no time.
At some point, it'll come out of its shell, like Turtles do.
Sure. Do you guys know that Roller Champions game that they debuted like 3 years ago at Ubisoft? Do you know that came out?
It did?
Yeah.
What?
There's you know the movie Rollerball?
With Chris Klein?
Sure, that's the remake. I think, right?
Let me look it up.
Anyway, like there's two. There's one with like there's one with like LL Cool J. I'm trying to think of like that. There's one in the mid 2000s, there's one in like the early 80s. Anyway, it's, you know, it's death roller skating with a ball. Mm-hmm. Well, Ubisoft showed this thing 3 years ago. It's like, oh, it's like Rollerball the game. It was going to be free to play. And they just like shit it out last week. It's just out there. Nobody knew. But you could go play it now if you want.
I was gonna say,
sounds like I don't want to.
they're calling it Roller Champion.
Yeah.
I might be in a minority too. Somebody mentioned this week that Ghostwire was out. I'm like, I had no idea that ever released. And somebody's like, it's been out since like March. Like,
yes, Ghostwire did release earlier.
That was a thing too.
Yeah, underwhelming as hell. It came out and immediately everyone stopped talking about it.
Yep, I'm not even going to say it came out and people stopped talking about it. I don't think people started talking about it. Like, it was hyped up when it was announced, and I think the director after that was his ass I heard about it.
Yep.
Yeah. I think a streamer got in trouble because he played it and he got paid to play it. And as soon as the hour was over, he was like, well, that's a game. And he kind of, that's it, changed, went back to playing something else.
I mean, I guess that happens.
Yeah.
Well, you're paid to play it for an hour, so
yeah, but I don't think you're supposed to like
this sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I played that because they paid me.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's where the trouble came in.
Yeah.
The checks bounced all of a sudden because they were like, hey, you failed to live up to the thing. You know?
Stop payment on that immediately. that guy's a jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. Well, that's it for news this week. But we did play some stuff. I'm sad that Jeff is not here to regale us with his kangaroo playing. But Walt mentioned earlier, I guess three of us have played Pac-Man Museum Plus.
That's true.
That is a collection of stuff.
How many of us regret their time with the game? Because I do.
I do. I'm starting to question my addiction to getting those stupid reward points.
Oh, no, I'll take the points. I didn't spend that long. Like, I spent, like, 20 minutes and was like, this game controls like ass.
Yep. I still have to play because I got most of the achievements before they activated that stupid points thing. So now I have to invest time and stick around.
I think you should find another game on that list from the 9 other ones on there.
But I played all the other games on that damn list. Oh, you know? So it's like, because it's the same game. They rotate a couple games out of that.
It's like there's like 8 or 9 that are different.
Not this time, apparently. Well, it's a slow year, so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
And this is, like, the one new game, really. So,
like, legit new, like a week old, right?
Although, it's not really. It's not. One, it's a collection.
I mean, release.
Yeah, but it's not, it is a new collection, but it is. Yeah. There was a Pac-Man Museum in 2014 that one plays better than this on the Xbox. And I'm assuming that's where you and Tony played it, Walt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I probably...
And the controls are horrific. Yeah, it's not playable. I keep getting stuck in corners because the thing won't respond to me trying to go a different direction.
The delay is so bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like an old game and I'm bad at Pac-Man. I'm like, I'm pressing down on the D-pad. Why are you not doing anything?
Yeah, you might be bad at Pac-Man. That's not unlikely, but also it controls terribly.
I found that if, like, let's say there's a corner and I want to go up in the corner, as soon as I clear that alley before that corner, I have to press up. Otherwise, it's just going to stay there and stare at the wall.
Yeah, I mean, that would, like, with any of the Pac-Mans on consoles, like, you should always be kind of readying your next move as you're coming around the corner. So, like, if you want to make a left and you're coming up, you're, like, press against the wall because Pac-Man can't go up against the wall. So he'll make that left immediately. But here, like, there's a delay. So, as Tony said, like, sometimes you'll get stuck in the corner or, like, when you have to make the, like, because the map in Pac-Man, the original Pac-Man, is always the same. So, like, you're coming around the corner at the bottom and there's, like, a really quick, like, right turn to go up and get the power pellet. Well, if you don't hit it perfectly, and actually there is no way to do it on the Xbox because it'll just randomly miss. And you just can't be successful at playing it on the Xbox at all. I have stopped. I've gone and I'm now playing it on PC. It controls much better there.
That's insane. I don't understand why this is such
why
is this game dropping frames? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, and it controls fine on the Switch as well, because I bought it on the Switch, but the physical version, so I have a copy. And then I played it on the Xbox because I like achievements, and I was like, all right, and it was like, just like you guys, this is fucking trash. Like, it is bad. And that had me scared because I spent $20 on a version for the Switch.
Oh, no.
But it doesn't play bad there.
And, you know, if you use the Chris, you use America when it comes to Star Wars, the Pac-Man. There we go.
It is a very disappointing release. The achievements didn't work for, like, 3 days. They would pop, but they weren't actually recording. It's weird. It's a very weird thing. It only has 5 additional games from the 2014 release, so it's not even, like, that big of an upgrade. It's missing Ms. Pac-Man, which was in the 2014 release. That is not necessarily Namco's fault, although I blame it a little bit on them. At Games swept in and bought the rights to bought the royalty rights to Ms. Pac-Man. At Games is the one that releases like those shitty knockoff consoles.
Like the
Genesis version 7 or the Atari Flashback, that stuff that you can buy at like at Walmart during Christmas time.
They're like the bad guys in the Chip and Dale movie. They make all the knockoffs.
Yeah, sure. They're Peter Pan.
There you go.
It's the way Ms. Pac-Man worked was when that game was originally made. It wasn't made by Namco. I believe it was like a bunch of MIT students that kind of hacked Pac-Man, came up with Ms. Pac-Man, and they basically sold the programming back to Namco and were like, hey, we made this. And they created a long-term royalty contract where anytime Ms. Pac-Man appeared in anything, these guys that made it would get royalties on it. And that was long going. Like, it became a corporation and they would always get their royalties. Well, they sold off their rights at some point, and now At Games has it, not Namco, and they are preventing Namco from using Ms. Pac-Man. Namco can't use one of its most iconic characters.
So I'm reading the Wikipedia because I'm trying to figure out who bought it, this collection.
Uh-huh.
They're listing this company, the developer called Now Production.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest game they did prior to this, from what I'm seeing here, is from 2009. Some game called Bakuran Battle Brawlers, and they specialize in making pachinko machines.
Well, that's great.
So that makes sense, I guess. That's the last game they made was like on a PS3. So.
They made Transformers Prime the game in 2012.
Oh God!
Oh, there you go. I missed that in the list here.
I guess the big draw of this, I don't know if there is a draw, is what Walt keeps calling the open world.
open room, you corrected me.
Open room. Yeah, it's a 16 by 10 grid.
It's an open room.
It's a room, yeah. And you can't escape it, even though there does seem to be a doorway.
I thought I was going crazy. it's not even a door. It has like one of those like balloon things over it.
No, it's supposed to be an arcade, and there's like no exit. There's no fresh air. There's nothing.
It's an arcade that just floats above, like, because like if you angle it, if you look down, like it's over like, you know, vector images of Pac-Man being played. It's really weird. You can buy stuff with your tokens, and there's two different vending machines. There's like one of those, what are they called, gotcha machines, like where,
yeah,
like it's randomized, and then there's an actual vending machine where you can buy stuff and decorate your room.
I've bought the same Pac-Man flag in 14 different colors. And I did that to get an achievement. That's how.
I think
you're supposed to buy 20 things.
What was that, Earl?
I think you folks need to sit down and think of your priorities.
It's Tony's fault. He got me hooked on the stupid reward points.
It's not my fault. It's your fault. Blame yourself.
Deprivation on myself.
The game design is weird. Like, you don't have all the games unlocked to start with.
Yeah, and you have to pay certain games twice to unlock another game.
Yeah, that's weird. That stuff is weird.
It's like there's nothing you can track properly. I played the same game, the Pac-Man, 5 times, and finally let me unlock and play something else.
Can you run out of coins?
That's what I'm wondering, because I figure you start out with 500 tokens, coins, whatever they are. You could go over to one of the machines and spend all 500 of them, and then can you not play anything?
No, because just by playing any game baseline, just playing and dying, they give you 3 points. And if you get anything near a high score, it's another 2 points, et cetera, et cetera. If you eat ghosts, they give you like coins per ghost. Like, that's how much I played of this stupid game because I'm trying to get the achievements real fast. And that's how they keep throwing. So literally, you can make in one sit through, you can get like 50.
Right.
But if you can tolerate, you know, the controls.
I think what Tony and I were getting at is like you can spend all your tokens, like
yes.
not on games, and that but yeah. you need tokens to play the games. So how do you earn anything if you spend all your tokens before you play anything?
Because they have a free cabinet. There's one that's free.
There's like, is it the one that has like the controllers?
Yes. Okay. That one's a free one.
Okay.
Where you can just get coins for everything else.
Got it. Okay.
But then all the other ones, they give you the reward to you just by playing. They give you tokens.
Got it. So like the ones that were, cause that's like the console one is like all the console games and the other ones are actual arcade cabinets. So the arcade cabinets, you have to use the tokens. So there is an out. I was like, can you just spend all your fucking tokens and then you're stuck here in this box that you can't escape from and you can't play anything either. So at least they did think of that. There's the one thing I do like are the missions for each of the different games. There's like a list of like, basically they all have like a separate achievement list for each of the games. And if they controlled well, you guys would be able to like chase them down. It's actually impossible to do playing it with the shitty controls, but I do think like those are kind of fun. There's like cumulative ones like eat 50 ghosts over time or, you know, clear 20 levels. And then there's like other ones like get a high score, like get 50,000 points in Pac-Man or clear 15 levels in a row. And those are quite challenging. So, but overall,
I found it odd for a game that's based on high scores. Like you're just beating your own high scores. Like I didn't see like a leaderboard.
No,
there's
leaderboards. Like, yeah. If you go to the Pac-Man machine and you press, I think it's RB, it'll bring up a leaderboard. And then if there's a global leaderboard, and then if you press RB again, it'll bring you to a friend's leaderboard.
I completely missed that. Oh wow.
Yeah, so it is there. So there is score chasing. So that's neat, like at least. But there are already like the people have already like hacked Pac-Man, and like the day it came out, there was already like, you know, scores that were maxed out. Which is shitty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like, you guys are not big Pac-Man fans, so I would not continue to try and play that on the Xbox.
I just need one more achievement and I'm done.
Well, if you complete enough missions, like you'll eventually get some ghosts to show up, and that'll pop an achievement for you. So,
all right, cool.
Because it does give you, I think, like as soon as you boot it up, it gives you an achievement, and then playing a game for the first time, it gives you an achievement. But then the achievements start getting harder. It's like you have to play seven different games, play 14 different games, and then it's like long term.
Yeah. Like, then you have to buy 20 items. Yeah. The problem is that I have the easy ones prior to them activating this reward card thing.
So. Yeah, all the other ones take some time, so.
Yeah.
Good luck, Walt.
Thank you, sir.
Did you play anything else, though? You said you've been playing some games.
Yes, I got Final Fantasy 14, the MMO. Mm-hmm. I got it on sale. $40 for the complete edition on the PS5 because they updated the graphics on the PS5. It controls really well. The fan base is still there. There's still a shit ton of people playing this game. It's running it's an older game, so I shouldn't be surprised, right? It's running extremely, extremely well on the console. I hate to say it, but like with the current trend with Final Fantasy stories, it makes sense in an MMO where story elements are spread out randomly by going to NPCs in different areas. It makes sense telling the story that way than in any other current modern games.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? Because there's like, at one point, it's like, hey, those bunnies, you could kill the shit out of them and then bring them to hides. And then it's like, so did you hear about the crystal? And like, but it actually makes sense because it's actually opening the world up to the lore, you know, much better than the games that just kind of assume you know everything, or you read the little submenu database things, you know. But I don't know, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. SnowRunner, been playing the shit out of SnowRunner again, as they updated it for the Series X. It's on Game Pass. It's crossplay on everything now. Even Switch players can play together now with it, with PC and all that stuff.
That's weird.
It's a fun game, dude. Like, I don't know how to explain a game where you're just a trucker, right? But I don't know. It's like, to me, I put on a podcast and I would just start driving around finding locations or running missions or whatever the hell. You know, I don't really.
What's the base idea behind it? Like, I understand you're a trucker, but like, you know, American Truck Simulator, European Truck Simulator, you're like delivering stuff in your tractor.
Like, yeah, right? That's like a commercial one, right? Right. So this one, SnowRunner, is mostly based like, oh, there's Michigan, but it's not. That's just an excuse for like muddy wilderness streams and all that stuff, right? So the elements are like the obstacle. The goal is like either explore and find all the upgrades where you can customize your trucks, or you go around towns and they're like, hey, this house needs you to deliver timber. So you have to find a truck that can handle, you know, a load of like timber stacks, and they can actually make the trek through like a stream, which is muddy and sticky. You have to use a winch to get yourself out and all that stuff. So it's much more of like a sandbox more than anything else, right?
Okay.
But if you're into like exploring, and on the Series X, they actually added mod support. So you can actually like, there's like this base like trucks, right? So if you're like Sean, right? He downloaded a mod for his own truck. So in the game, he drives around the truck he drives in real life through the mud and all that stuff. So if you're into that kind of like escapism where like there really isn't a point, you know, to the game, but if you want to do the missions where like, oh, find all this stuff or time trial, make it from point A to point B and get through this path and beat the time, it's just fun, dude. I don't know. There's something fun about being able to get out of like being stuck in mud in that game, that it's like, it's rewarding in itself. And like, for me, it's like such an easy, like unwinding game. Cause like, you know, a lot of the modern games love to like beat you to death with objectives, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice for this one to be like, hey, here's a handful of objectives. Do it however you want. Figure out how the best way to do it. You can do it like one item at a time, right? You can attach a small trailer to a truck and move one item at a time and get it there. It's going to take you forever. Or you try and get a giant truck and do it all at once, but it's a very difficult path. You know, it might get stuck in all that stuff. It's a true sandbox game in that sense, because literally the game is built around the game engine. You know, it's like a very like physics based kind of like where like once you unlock like mud tires and all that stuff, like all of a sudden like well, it used to be a very difficult path. Isn't anymore, you know. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just fun. If you sink in like a good 5 hours into the game, at that point you're either gonna leave it or you freaking love it, because you know it's just like fuck it. And then you play co-op with somebody, it's even more fun, you know.
Nice. Anything else?
Let me see. Fortnite, but we don't talk about Fortnite on here.
We talk about Fortnite, but I mean, we're at the end of the season. We'll talk about it next week when the new season premieres this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think Fortnite's doing the best battle royale stuff, period, out there. They continue to like improve the game. It's so easy to get into, and it's so rewarding to actually finish out the battle passes season after season. Their licensing is insane. There's what other lobby could you be waiting to play a game, and you got Master Chief, RoboCop, Kratos, Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange randomly dancing together, you know? it's like insane, but it's such a fun season after season. Like Fortnite does, I think they're doing the best service for their fans by far, better than anyone else. Like yeah, so other than that, that's kind of it. And then just random Game Pass games like you guys, like, you know, we try out like little indies here and there.
Yeah.
I'm really back into like the Wasteland games, like the CRPG stuff. For some reason, I'm right back in and thinking a bunch of time creating characters. Like, I like Wasteland because I can create you guys, name my characters, you're my squad. And which, you know, I'm sorry, Jeff. I don't know why he keeps dying. I make him like the melee guy, but he's always.
I always make Jeff like the in your face like shotgunner guy. Like
yeah, exactly, I make him the melee.
I don't
guy.
Know why. I don't know why. It just seems right.
Yeah. Like, I always give him, like, a fist or knife guy, right? That's him. But he always, like, dies pretty quickly. So, rest in peace, Jeff, the video game. Chris is always my sniper. Tony's, like, the tinker guy who's, like, is going to hack something because he's smart. Earl is, like, my heavy weapons dude, you know? So, I don't know. It's fun. To me, it's, like, there's like, an infinite amount of replayability in CRPGs. If you can get over the learning curve each like franchise has to learning like mechanics and how to actually build a squad that makes sense that's gonna you can take advantage of in the maps and stuff.
You playing Wasteland 3 or did you go back to 2?
Yeah. I'm playing Wasteland 3. As soon as the Shadowrun games drop on Game Pass, I'm probably gonna jump all over that.
Yep, they're fun too.
That's soon too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is super soon, like in a couple of weeks. And today, out of nowhere, they dropped all the Ninja Gaiden games on Game Pass. I don't know if you guys saw
that trilogy collection, yeah.
Yeah, and 1 and 2 are fucking fantastic. 3, not so much, but 1 and 2, if you thought Dark Souls was tough, man, go play some Ninja Gaiden. That shit would have you ripping your hair out.
Yeah, they're not easy, but they are... They're games that you can kind of, like, memorize the layouts and go from there. It's just if you can learn to counter and block, you can kind of make it through it. They can be difficult though.
And if you can master some of the combos and shit,
yeah,
the juggles and all that stuff, like it's you can feel like such a badass in that game.
Like I think the difference between that and like the Dark Souls stuff is there's like one way to play the Ninja Gaiden games.
Yeah,
Dark Souls, you can play like multiple different ways depending upon your build. So
yeah, but that's like they're great games, and I haven't loaded them up. I'm hoping that they have some frame rate improvements, because those games were running at max 30 back in the day. Am I right or wrong? Maybe.
The original. Well, I think the Ninja Gaiden Black was 60 frames.
A remastered, yeah.
Yeah, I do think 2 and 3 may have been 30, but the 2 and 3 in the collection are based off the Sigma versions, which were on PS3. And I think they have a higher frame rate. So you're getting the best versions.
I think Xbox tweeted out today as like the Master Collection dropped in Game Pass. So it's like all the best ones for the DLC and everything attached to it.
Yep. Yeah,
they're fantastic games. I think those are like really, really one of the first like Twitch kind of like action games. You know, Twitch response kind of like if you're really good at like countering, you watch someone who's really good at that shit. It looks super impressive.
Oh yeah, if you watch somebody that's good at them, it's very cool. Yeah. Well, enjoy.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Earl, you play anything this past week?
I don't play video games. You know this by now.
That's true.
I did finish Nobody Saves the World.
Oh, okay.
So that was really fun. I do think that, and I think we've had this discussion before, I think it's much better in co-op. Especially like fighting the last boss. I'm like, oh, I could see how this would have been a pain in the ass as a single player, but having two people running around, being able to kind of take some of the hits or... Like one, because I mean, I won't spoil it too much. Like the final boss does have a segment where they're like protecting a character, and there are enemies attacking and stuff. So it's good to have like somebody being able to kind of jump in the way and take a hit, or if you're on health to like die and then like run around so you respawn with full health and mana. But yeah, game's really fun. I think the final on that character, you do a bit of work for it, but once you unlock the dragon. It's a very, I feel like it's a broken character that has high HP, high mana, and it does a lot of damage with its attacks. but it's, you know, it's a, I mean, it's a drag. You do it, you have to do a lot of work to get there. But yeah, I'd really recommend it. I think, like I said it before, I think it's going to be up there on my Game of the Year list. I tried out a demo of a game called Card Shark on the Switch. It is, I guess, like a narrative-based game where you're a card shark, so you learn a bunch of different card tricks. So you're on, like, you know, you're on how to, like, cheat in poker and three card Monty and, you know, like a bunch of magician tricks and stuff like that. Honestly, so far, I don't find it that interesting. I think I might just ditch it. I like the art style and I like the idea behind it, but it's like, to cheating cards, for example, you're a waiter, so you pour wine, you see what's in their hand, and then you signal to your partner so they kind of know what's like the high card. With like different signals. Wow, a three card Monty is basically a rhythm based timing game where you're pressing like Y, B, and X at different intervals to make sure you're switching the cards fast enough. And then where's my card trick is basically just knowing how to like mark a card in front of it, and then like the game will automate it so that the card that you want is the card that comes out. Again, I might put some more time into it, but like I was just like, oh, this is, I mean, granted, it was like a half an hour tutorial. I'm like, this is not fun. I don't know where this gameplay is going, but, you know, it wasn't awful. And then, I guess the last piece of it, this was a Games with Gold title, and I had some time to kill at the start of the podcast. I went back to check out Hydro Thunder.
Oh, God.
I think it's a ton of fun. But I'm also very big into that arcadey racer genre, as you say, with Cruising Jazz. And this feels a very similar niche. And like, yeah, you just go, you get boots, you go really fast. There's some pre-controlled environments, like the, you know, storms and the wave bouncing you back and forth. But it's a ton of fun. The only thing I would say, one thing I will say, I guess, real quick, it's really funny because it's a 360 game. And it acts as a 360 game, so you unlock achievements and stuff, which is fine. But then it's also like, oh, you just unlocked a new gamer pick. You just unlocked a new outfit for your avatar. Make.
Thank you. Yeah.
None of that
got
stuff.
Got that extra stuff.
Yeah, none of that helps me. I can't do anything with it, but thank you for still being around, I guess. And it's also funny because I guess, you know, I had friends who played it back in the day, so like, I see their leaderboards and stuff. I'm like you're always fighting with ghosts. I'm like, this is probably ghosts. Like, these are people who have probably not touched the game in like 15 years or so. So I'm not gonna bother. Just really funny to like see them pop up. I'm like, oh yeah, like, especially being like the people I'm like I'm friends with, but I haven't spoken to in years. So I'm like, yeah. But no, I think it's really fun. I think the loop is really kind of where it hurts. It's kind of like Cruise In, where it's like more like, oh, you have to repay the sample multiple times so that either you get better or like you get higher positions, so you get more currency to unlock stuff later on. Again, arcade games were just finding ways to pad out the finite amount of content that it had, and this very much is in that ballpark as well.
Nice. Tony, you play more Cyberpunk?
I have played more Cyberpunk. I've gotten through the Keanu Reeves sequence at the beginning, where you discover that Keanu Reeves is a terrorist who blows things up.
That wouldn't surprise me in the real world either.
I'm kind of like, it becomes clearer during that sequence that, like, oh, I haven't actually started playing the real game yet, that the rest of it has been a tutorial. Which upsets me. I hate, like, having to play so long through a game and not actually getting to the real game yet. But I've made it. I think I'm finally going to get to, like, the open world where I can go out and do stuff. But I don't know. Have any... Well, you played Cyberpunk.
Yes.
Have you played it since they fixed it?
Absolutely. I actually started playing when it dropped that new patch where it's actually... You know, running at 60 frames and RTX and all that stuff. Yes.
Yeah. No. It looks great. It really does. I don't know. I hate games that do this, that like make you go through hours and hours of tutorial before like you really open up and really figure out what playing the game feels like.
Once you get past that Keanu stuff you're in right now, once you finish that mission out and you wake up with the ship and all that shit, then
I've woken up, like I went through like the there's like this car chase scene where you get rescued after you've been killed, which you knew you weren't being killed, because why would you kill the character that you were in this long game?
So you're at a point where the main quest is broken up into three segments, right?
Yeah.
And then now you can either pursue one until the very end of that, in which they'll make you stop and finish the other two before they all kind of branch back together and you keep going in the story. But now you're actually in a point where like those three branches are going to send you to like the city, the
This is the point at which I'll discover where I actually like Cyberpunk or not.
Yeah, this is where you develop your character. This is where you're going to be a sniper.
So far, I don't even know what my character is. I don't know what any of this stuff does. Like, I'm throwing points into things. I'm like, I kind of like shooting the submachine gun, so I'm going to put points into like making it do more damage, because that's cool.
But the smart thing they did with the patch is that they made it super easy to respec, because they realized that a lot of people were playing the game and like investing into what everything, because they didn't know what they wanted, and now you can specialize.
Well, I think that's a design flaw, right? It's like, I didn't realize until, I don't know, like when I was playing like 45 minutes ago or whatever, that, and having played several hours into the game, that I was still in the tutorial and didn't really know what was going on. Like, and I was like, oh, by the way, you haven't actually started playing the game yet. Here is the opening credit, Cyberpunk. Like, thank you.
Because your second playthrough, like I played it over again, right? So it's like, I realized like the beginning part, I'm just going to throw in the health and stuff that I know I'm going to need to be able to build a good base. And then when it opens up, that's when it's all based on what you find, right? So if you find like a legendary like katana, then all of a sudden, I'm doing a melee guy, you know, or a sniper, then you know, and the game has that flexibility where you can shift it around. But they did balance a lot of things in the game.
I feel like I played through like all the portions I played through so far. I didn't find a single good melee weapon. So like, I don't even know how the melee feels right now. But like, I have this full development tree that I can put points wherever I want. I could throw points into melee, but I haven't stuck a single point into melee, which means that when I finally do find a melee weapon, my character's going to suck with it compared to how they are with other weapons.
But like, again, they made it super easy. You can do it right from the menu and respec right from that spot, you know, and just rebuild from that spot.
Yeah.
So, which was not the case in the original release. I think you had to find a doctor who did it for you, and now you can just do it on the fly. So,
I think
they realized that was flawed, but still, as an RPG, I think the world building is fantastic. You know, I still say people should play, especially if you can get it for like $10 right now. You know,
that is kind of it. Like, it's definitely a meaty RPG that you get super cheap.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm still waiting for like the game to start, which is frustrating. It's a thing I don't like about games. Like, you should not be waiting this long to quote unquote play the actual game.
That's like such a PS2 era kind of like gameplay mechanic.
Right. How long have you like, what's the time frame you put in so far, Tony?
I think I'm about 4.5 hours in.
So that's like, it's even longer than like Fallout 4, which took forever to get moving. Like,
They definitely world build before they open up, but they don't tell you they're doing it. It just feels like, is this the game? Is this the game? Is this the game? Then you're like, oh shit, this is just the start.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. If something happens to your character, it plays the it shows the like Cyberpunk opening credit, and then it moves you to this other thing where you're playing as Keanu Reeves. And you do some stuff and you realize like he's a terrorist, but you play like an entire scene as him, and then it comes back. Like,
then it comes back, and then you do a chase,
yeah,
and then the game really starts.
Yeah. So that is exactly where I am right now. Like, the chase has ended, I'm recovering in a room, and now I can finally actually play Cyberpunk.
Well, here's the other part that's frustrating for anyone who's new, right, to that game. You're at that point where it opens up, and now so many NPCs are like, hey, I got a mission for you. Hey, I'm a leader of this group over in this area. I got 100 missions. Come talk to me. And then you get a burden of like having way too much shit to do, and your map, the icons on a map, looks like spaghetti, dude. Like, this, that. Do you want to go fight? Do you want to do this? Do you want to go rob some cars? Do you want to kill some people? You know what I mean? It's like, it's an over, like, stimulation of options that you're about to get hit with.
My favorite.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that, I don't know, they did an amazing job world building, but like as far as like the gameplay itself, like if you just focus on what kind of character you want to build, which is tough on your first playthrough.
Right. How do you know?
It's not overwhelming. But the second time through, you're like, oh, I don't need to do that bullshit. I don't care about that storyline. You know? And it becomes a better experience, but at that point, yeah. You throw in, what, 50 hours into that
right.
game?
Right, yeah, there's no way I'm playing through this game twice. It's not happening. So.
Yeah, that's but fair. It's still a $10 game. Like, dude, if you, especially right now, you got nothing to play, if you can find it for $10,
yeah.
It's a fantastic game. It really is.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe I will play it at some point this summer, because there doesn't seem to be anything else meaty really coming out.
Yeah.
Well, what's the next, like the Mario soccer game is the next big title, and that's not like a big story-based game.
Not a steak dinner.
No, that's something you, like, dabble with, like, a couple times, like, for a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I saw the not Dead Space, and I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to have something single-player to play that's going to distract me. At the end of the year, right? So it's tough when, like, which is impossible to get some playtime at the end of the year. You have so much crap going on already in your life, you know?
I might even go for Xenoblade 3.
You know me, I got my Xenoblade 3 already. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for them to announce that and the Ninja Turtles Collector's Edition to go on sale, and then I am set with spending money I don't need to spend. But I'm just a man asking these video game companies to give me a reason to throw money at stuff. I got that indispensable income right now.
Yep, Brian.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, can I do some more breaking news in your podcast?
Sure.
Please. All right. Just right now, NBA Finals Game 1. We have the Boston Celtics beating the Warriors 120-108.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
With a three-point comp. They came back by hitting so many three-pointers. Boston scoring leader, Al Horford. Who saw that coming? He went nuts hitting everything from the three-point line.
It's good.
So that's her.
That happened.
And any sports fans out there. Jason Tatum disappeared again in finals.
Okay, just a quick apology, but Walt did remind me that I did pay, I mean, it's only a tutorial, but the Mario Soccer actually has, what did they call it, the first kick demo.
Okay.
Which is the which is the tutorial of Mario's Strikers Battle League or whatever it's called. And then actually this weekend will be like an online server test. So, like, yeah, there's a lot more systems. It's a lot deeper than I thought it would actually be. They added a lot of stuff into the game from the previous versions, aside from just the mechanic to, like, bump your teammate while moving. So you have a lot of options on and off the ball now. I mean, a lot of it is basic stuff, but, like, the fact that you can do You now have a way to, like, do a charged tackle. You can cancel out of a tackle. You can, you can pass the ball. You can touch and go, which is, like, you just pass and you shoot before the ball gets to you. You're able to angle the ball with the D-pad. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to kind of see. Like, it sucks it's all your tutorial. Like, you don't actually get, you get to play around a bit with, like, at the end of the tutorial they give you like little challenges to see if you've learned the lesson, but there's not a ton to actually do in it. So I wish I was around this weekend to actually try out the game, but it's also out in a week, so I can be a patient person. But it's really fun. I think graphically it's nice. It plays really well. I like the movement, and again, I think it's, you know, I think it's the Mario game with the most amount of personality that they give to the characters, and I was happy that they were able to keep that, because I know that was one of the things that, if I remember reading correctly, that Nintendo was kind of upset with after the first one, because like, you had like Mario characters doing chop blocks and you know, taunting and being sassy and aggressive, and that's not who those Mario characters were. Yeah, I mean, like, that was like, you know, like, Peach doesn't wear a dress in that. She actually has like short shorts on and stuff like that. So they were given a personality, and yeah, I remember that was like something they just weren't keen on back in the days, but I'm happy that they were able to keep that personality going in this game, and I can't wait to see what comes of it. So yeah, and then I think they also announced when this thing was when they announced this first kick demo that the game will be supported with free DLC throughout the, I don't know if throughout the year, but it will be supported with free DLC, which includes additional characters and stuff like that. So, you know, you already got that Daisy Brigade waiting for Daisy to come into the game, so.
All right.
I imagine it feels smooth as hell, typical Nintendo first party.
Yeah, it runs at a, I mean, I'm not going to do a frame rate thing. I would say a solid 60, and somebody's going to say it's like a 58 and a nonsense like that, but. No. It plays well. It looks good. I think really I'm just, because like, there are times when Nintendo says stuff that sounds amazing on paper, and they do it, and it's like, oh, of course it's Nintendo. So I'm kind of curious to see how this Battle League stuff works, if the club system works as well as they advertise, or if it ends up just being like a half-baked idea.
Like, at this point with Nintendo, I just need the game to be fun. Like, for the online stuff, I know it's going to be, like, an afterthought. But, like, if the core mechanic is fun, like, Mario Tennis didn't do it for me. So I'm hoping Strikers is, like, the fun, pick up and play and just have fun and, like, you know, have, you know, just score up. And I don't know. Yeah. I guess that's, because it's like such a slow year that I just, you just want that, like, you know, like, nice and easy sports game, I guess, you know?
Yeah, and I think, the thing that I'm curious about most is because, like, yeah, we've had Mario Tennis and Golf, and I'm sure if Jeff is here, he'd attest to, like, them being fun, but I don't content. This is not Camelot, who makes those games, so this is Next Level, I think.
It is,
has
yes.
A much different reputation, I think, especially in the last, I'm not going to say the last few years. Once they started making Luigi's Mansion, I think their stock went up. So the fact that Nintendo allowed them to make this, I have to imagine it has to be a really rock solid experience instead of like putting those resources toward another big adventure game.
It looks fun. I hope it lives up to that idea that it's just gonna be fun, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what I want out of these games. When I first saw them, I was like, I'm not buying that. Because literally, when you started talking about the Switch, I was like, I remembered I owned one. That's how much I don't touch my Switch.
I've liked the games that they've put out. Like, I mean, I like both Strikers games. They did Punch Out. I didn't realize they did Punch Out.
I mean, I think the one that I always tell people about that people don't not. I actually really enjoyed the Captain America game they did on the 360.
Okay, the Super Soldier game.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty decent adventure game. Like, I'm not going to say it's the game of the year contender, but, like, you know, I think we've talked about it before. Like, that mid-tier game that you had a bunch of in that generation, but more so beforehand, where it's like, yo, these are fun, like, $30, $40 experiences.
Well, that is the 10th, so we will not have that next week, but We will have it soon enough. Earl and I are definitely going to get it. So,
And we'll have the Summer Game Fest next week to talk about.
Yes, we are in Summer Game Fest mode. Can't wait.
I can't.
Eddie, do you guys have a, like, you know how we used to predict, like, oh, this year is going to be like the surprise game? Is there any, like, predictions that might drop this year, though?
I would be surprised if there were games this year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is there any prediction you guys want to go on the record saying, like, they're going to announce this and they're going to have a release date for, like, November?
No. Yeah.
It's such a dry year, yeah, for sure. There's no way.
I mean, we talked a little bit about it last week. There's rumors that there might be a you know, Gears of War type collection like Master Chief. I think that, you know, maybe that hits in September, but I don't feel confident about anything this year. So
Jeff, for sure. I want him to go on record saying Metro Prime's trilogy is going to drop this year.
I think Jeff goes on record to say that every weekend.
Yeah. It's like an ongoing joke now at this point. I honestly think Nintendo's just fucking with him at this point.
they know.
I am just really curious to see what Nintendo ends up doing with Advance War. Because that was originally stated to come out in early 2022. And was pushed back because of Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. And that is still ongoing. Granted, it's not in the news as much, but that is still ongoing. So I'm curious if at some point...
What's the correlation between them? Just because it's war, right?
But I think also, and I've not paid, or I don't remember, people said that the first mission in Advance War is like the game's equivalent of Russia invading their neighboring country.
Oh god, that would be problematic.
Yeah, so.
But historically, like, that's just briefly, that's what Russia does. So.
Yeah, we'll see. Has Nintendo announced if they're doing anything for Summer Games Fest?
They have not, which could mean anything with Nintendo. It could mean they're not doing anything, or it could mean that they're announcing something next week and will just surprise us all.
You'd think they'll release a video on the next Breath of the Wild 2 and it's just saying, like, we still have nothing. Thanks for, like, watching the video.
I think because they've already done that song and dance with Breath of the Wild this year alone, I know that they'd do it again. I would think, I mean, and I think the thing with Nintendo, again, for better or worse, is like we have a really good idea of what their end of the year, because, like, you know, we go from Mario Soccer to Fire Emblem, the Heroes, Three Houses, or Three, whatever that is called, then we go to Xenoblade, then they have then you have Xenoblade. Then you have Splatoon, then you have Pokemon. So they do have a decent rest of the year. They might fill it out with one or two things, but I can't imagine there's not a ton of hidden major games in their sleeves.
All right. We'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff will maybe be back with us. He wasn't sure if he's gonna be able to make it next week, but I'm like waiting to hear about his dumb kangaroo game that he bought because he was bored.
I thought it was on Game Pass. I didn't realize he was spending his own money on that.
No, he dropped.
What did his $5?
I guess he spent $25 on
the
kangaroo game because it was $30. So.
I'm so invested in hearing your podcast every week because I'm like, I'm rooting for Earl to get his one of the Ninja Turtle games soon. You're the Cowabunga collection.
I'm rooting for it to take as long as possible for him to get that Ninja Turtle game.
It's
just
already been as long as possible. Do you really?
It hasn't. It can be longer every week. It can be longer every week.
You know what I would do?
It's been 16 months. of like, you know what I him announcing to me, like, it's coming soon.
We need to like announce how many days it's been since they announced the game was coming soon at the beginning of every podcast. I think that should be our opening segment.
Who owns the rights to Ninja Turtles?
Welcome to the Perfectly Shane Show. It's been 489 days since they announced Ninja Turtles was coming soon.
It's they're owned by Paramount. Okay.
So what I would do, if they came up to me like, how would you release this? I would like, hear me out, guys. Hear me out. Let's tie in the turtles with the actors, what the turtles like under pizza toppings, and get Pizza Hut to release those pizzas. And make Michelangelo's the nastiest one, peanut butter, avocado, like, you know, all the nasty, you know, stuff he puts on his pizza and stuff. Make that, like, release in July 10th and everything else in, like, 2024. Let's force so that fan base to eat that nasty pizza. Let's do that. So that, so basically, by ordering their different toppings, that's your vote on when the game should be released. So then Earl will be eating that nasty pizza for the next 6 weeks until the game releases.
It has been 49 days.
Yes, I just did the math on it.
So, just to, and again, my beef is it like we're accustomed to games getting announced and taking their sweet time, is that this was announced with, like, I believe it ends with, like, coming soon.
I'm with Jeff 100, and this is a few times where, like, I was listening to podcasts, and I was, like, 100% with Jeff. It doesn't look like a game that requires that much development time.
It doesn't. As much as I'm excited for it, just the thought, like, a game that needed... This is, okay, it's either a game that did not need an additional year and a half of development, or it's a game that did not need to be announced a year and a half before it came out.
And at this point, the lack of this releasing or moving forward obviously delayed the Cowabunga collection, which I think most people are excited for, you know, because it's the games we remember from the arcade and stuff.
Give me both.
So, yeah, I mean, they can both drop. But at this point, like, they're both kind of sitting with to be announced, because I think the Cowabunga glitch obviously is done. They're just waiting on the Shredder's Revenge game to finally, like, go gold or whatever the hell it needs to do.
See, I don't know. I feel like the Cowabunga collection should have come, I mean, at this point should come first. So it's like, oh, here's the thing and here's a new thing. But again, my big beef is really just like them announcing it back in March of 2021. Being like, it's coming soon. And like, in my head, I'm thinking, like, if you announce a game that's coming soon, you think, oh, it's going to be out like in a couple of weeks or a couple of months at most, not a year and a half later, or 449 days as of today.
As of yesterday, there's an article in MSN that states that according to a PlayStation database, it's supposed to release June 16th.
Yeah,
but a lot of people are saying that's just a placeholder. So
and the only reason I would not say that's a placeholder is one,
it's blind hope.
It's very much blind hope. But one, they had that release date for Stray, which ended up actually being the release date that announced today. And two, if you do a temp release date, you usually tend to do the last of the month or the first of the month, because then you cover your bases. If you say July 1st. Anytime in June makes sense. If you say July 31st, anytime in July makes sense. If you say June 16th, that's kind of like that seems specific. I don't know what day of the week that is. That's a Thursday, which would also make sense. That's a day that, like, the eShop updates, for example, and I think PlayStation, so it would also make sense in that regard.
But in that same source is saying Stray is dropping July 19th, and they showed it today without a release date, right?
No, that's July 19th. It comes out July 19th.
Well, okay, there you go. There's this hope for you, Earl. That source was correct.
That's what I'm hoping for. They got it right once.
Yeah.
They got it right once. You might get it on the 16th.
All right,
so
well.
$5, so, you know.
That's two weeks away.
That is two. I'm assuming, I'm hoping, my next hope is that's going to be announced at the Summer Game Fest. Granted, I'm almost certain every event that's happened in the past year and a half, I've hoped it would be had. So,
Well, for those listening to this, when this podcast goes live, it will have been 451 days since it was announced. So.
I guess it comes out this weekend, and then it would be...
Nope. Sorry, Earl. Nope.
At this point, we might get a new Shrek movie before a Turtles game.
I think I should pack my Turtle t-shirt to go up with. This weekend,
you know what you need to do? Wear it every day until the game comes out. That will help it go faster.
What if they announce a Shrek project and it comes out before this game comes out? How would you feel?
I mean, if Mike Myers gets his way, he wants to do one every year, so he can start turning those bad boys out.
That's true.
God, please release the Turtles thing first.
So he has room in his heart for one green machine.
Shrek.
It's Raphael. All right, we'll be back next week, counting down or counting up.
Or laughing.
And laughing.
Or maybe playing. Maybe all playing. It's on Game Pass, and we all. Or just having a grand old time.
That would be quite exciting. I would be perfectly fine with that.
I would be down for a Game Pass drop of that. I would definitely play the hell out of it. And like, for sure.
And if it has the 6-player multiplayer, we could all play together.
I'm very curious because I mean there are 6 characters that we know of right now. So I would be intrigued by that.
Yep.
Well, Sony's just saying 1 to 4 players online. Co-op.
So. Oh, okay. Well, even 4 players, we could all play together.
Maybe the Cowabunga edition. No, that was still only 4 players, right?
Some of them. Like, that's a weird one because some games are online, some aren't. I think the ones that are, there's some that are 2 and some that are 4.
Well, the X-Men Arcade was the one that had the 6 players cabinet, right?
Yeah. I want to say the Simpsons. That could be wrong.
Or maybe the old Avengers. No. Not the Avengers. I don't think the Avengers was 6.
Did the Avengers have one?
Yeah, Avengers had a cabinet. It was like a 4-player cabinet. With like the old Vision design, Hawkeye, Captain America throwing his shield, Iron Man. You guys remember that, right? I'm not the only one who remembers
that.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Some of us aren't quite that old.
Barely not. Jeez.
Have you never been to
We're old arcade times kids, but apparently some of us were more irresponsible and snuck out of the house and played them more.
That's true.
All right. We'll be back.
Captain America and the Avengers. There.
Next week. Earl, take us out.
Well, we will coming deep to you from the sewers of New York City. It is the end of the Perfectly Sane Show. Dun dun dun. Have a good weekend.